Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Today, I am pleased to be joined by Heather Hampton Nodal, and we're going to be talking about a special event coming up on Friday, August 23rd. Gabe Osborne alongside here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Heather, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been a while since I've last spoken to you.
I know, and there's been a lot going on, so it's good to be here. Thank
Absolutely,
you.
No problem. Tell me about what's going on. You've got a special event, breakfast, coming up on the 23rd.
Yes, our farm, Nodal Limited. We are really excited to be working with the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce and Montgomery County Farm Bureau to host the first of its kind breakfast on a farm. So we're inviting anyone who's interested in learning about 21st century farming to come on out and join us for a complimentary breakfast and a few interactive, we hope to be fun things.
What are those fun things? Can you tell
them? Well, yeah, I think I can remember, yes. We have Nokomis FFA chapter that's going to have a trivia contest patterned after a Jeopardy type concept. That'll be one of the stations. So we'll have kind of a brief good morning after everyone eats their breakfast and welcome. Then going into trivia for one station, and another station will be technology, where people will get to learn about solar systems and remote-operated grain bin controls and drones at one station. And another one will be equipment, so you get the chance to climb up into a cab. Maybe it's one of those giant sprayers that to me look like something off of Star Wars, right? You drive down the road, yeah. Semi, other things. And then a fourth station will be learning about food labeling, because there's a lot of information out there and a lot of labels out there, but what does it mean? And then people get to rotate through all four of those and then come back together, and we're going to do a commodity trading kind of game. So looking forward to it, and it's also a chance to eat some M&Ms there at the final end. That'll be part of our commodity trading game.
Can never go wrong with M&Ms. Gabe, you probably know more about the actual agriculture-related stuff that she just described anyway.
Well, and two, what I was going to ask Heather is, this is more of a chance for people that might live in town to get an actual opportunity to actually see how farming is done now, because I wouldn't say stereotypic, but, you know, everybody thinks, oh, open cab tractor, they plow, then they plant, and then it grows, but there's a lot of steps to go into farming today.
There are. It is truly year-round. And on our farm, we have corn and soybeans, so it's a lot of what people see grown around here. We also have Angus cattle, black Angus, I always like to say, remind everybody. And that'll be a chance for them to ask some questions, right? Because even people who grew up on a farm and maybe now are retired from some other business or state employment or something like that might say, yeah, the size of the equipment has changed, and my guess is the amount of technology and just how you do things. And it's literally changing every day. So, Gabe, you're exactly right. We just want to give people a chance to ask some questions, learn about it, and see it firsthand.
And it's coming up on Friday, August 23rd. We're speaking with Heather Hampton Nodal about their breakfast on the farm. It's a free catered breakfast, I understand. Are you requiring reservations or anything?
It would be nice if people could call the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce, or you can register online at hillsboroughchamber.net, I believe, is their website. And there's a neat little registration thing there, because we'd like to make sure we have enough food. So that's the key. And also tables and chairs for when we come together so people are more comfortable while they're on site.
That's kind of important.
It is.
Having a place to sit.
It is. And we're really lucky, because the response from our friends in the agriculture community has been tremendous. Security National Bank was excited to be part of it. Nathan Clements and Greg Holcomb with Country Financial are really on board and super excited. M&M Service Company. And we've had several others, like Matt Stolte with Pioneer says, hey, can I help you park cars? I'll bring my Gator or whatever and come down and help. And Seavers and Sloan's have said, we'll donate some little toy tractors that people could win in the trivia contest. So it's really been just a neat kind of team and family type exercise, right, as we plan for this.
So the breakfast is catered by Milano's Catering. I didn't even know they did breakfast.
They do. I don't know when Jason sleeps, right?
Okay,
because
right.
You go and you talk to him like, oh yeah, I've been up since 3 doing a breakfast. I have another noon event and then an evening prime rib, right? And he just rolls with it. But we know it will be good.
Do you know what kind of food you're going to be in for?
Well, definitely B&G's, as Caitlin with the chamber says. So biscuits and gravy for sure. And Prairie Farms has donated some milk and yogurt for people, and different flavors of milk and orange juice, which another wonderful kind of donation that came out of the blue. We have, what else was it, pancakes, I think, and eggs and bacon. We gotta have bacon.
All classic breakfast foods.
I know.
It's nice. It's nice to see local businesses like Milanos and Prairie Farms involved in something like this as well.
It is, and that's what I'm saying. It's really been. It's been fun to get that kind of positive response, and we'd like to be part of this. And now our hope is, we know it's on a Friday morning, and we know we tried to set this 7:30 time. It sounds early to some people and not early enough to others. And Gabe in Farm Broadcasting is like, early, I'll tell you early. But we wanted it in a time frame that if people had to go to work, you know, they might be able to still show up by 9:30, right? We're going to be done by 9 a.m. And if people want to stay around and ask questions, they can. But otherwise, you give them that chance to go ahead and get on with their day, too. So we're hoping this time frame can work out. Those who are currently employed and working on the Friday, and those who are retired and are looking for a way to keep learning.
And just kind of another comment I had with it as well is that you're getting the young youth with FFA involved with it too, and that's the future. That's the future of agriculture. And I remember just graduating a college only 3 years ago, how they were saying, oh, drones are going to be the next thing. And now they are, and they've came in a hurry.
Yes, yes. And that's where we'll have at least two drones on site operated by two of the FFA members. And involving the young people, when we had our last planning kind of touch base, we had three of the officers from the Nokomis chapter with us, and it was really invigorating, actually, to see how they were latching onto it. And what I thought was going to be like a Wheel of Fortune type thing, they said, no, we want to do a Jeopardy style trivia and ask them questions, and they wanted to tie it into the other stations. I mean, they were really on board. And I know, I don't know if it was Sail of Champions Night, State Fair or not, but within this week, they're working on a game called Chicken Roulette.
Chicken Roulette.
And it was one that we kind of brought to the table. A friend of mine from Texas had done something like this. And I said, hey, guys, do you think you could build this? So it's basically people can, you know, put money down for a chance to win part of the winnings where the chicken might happen to go to the bathroom on the board.
So it's like Bossy Bingo.
Yes, it's kind of like Bossy Bingo, only smaller scale. But the other part of the proceeds will support the Agribusiness Scholarship Program. Okay. So, you know, you're helping reinvest in the youth, and at the same time, you could maybe win a little money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great. For someone who's not as familiar with agriculture, what role do drones play in farming?
One of the leading uses, I think, for the drones is primarily crop scouting. So as you have planted your crop and you're watching it through the growing season, it is really helpful to be able to get over the field. One, you can see drainage issues right off the top really easily. You know, where does the water pool? And we're in this kind of year, we can all see that. But you use the drone for that. But then also things like insect pressure or maybe fungus, like is there a need? Even now, we have such late beans that were planted, and a lot of people are questioning, do I apply that fungicide or not? Because there's a cost per acre to do that, and we don't know. The way soybeans grow, they really react to sunlight, and already our days are getting shorter. So it really helps you kind of manage your risk, in a sense, and try to figure out, give you better information so mm-hmm. you can make better decisions. Yeah. And I think that's really the primary use that a lot of people use their drones for. And hopefully, I'm hoping that in the future, we can actually be modifying some of these drones to perform more functions. Like, for example, you may not want to spray the whole field, but if we could do some spot, very localized types treatment, you know, same thing like with healthcare on human beings, right? If you just have an injury on your arm, we don't need to treat the whole body. Let's mm-hmm. just treat that particular space. That's where I think we're going to be headed. But right now, it's mainly the crop scouting.
And there's many different programs, just piggybacking on what Heather said, that will take almost like an infrared picture of a field, and there'll be a green spot, say, okay, that part of the field's good, but then they'll come up, well, it's red, where that could be disease pressure, insect pressure, water sits there, and it doesn't allow the crop to grow. So there's a lot of different programs that can be implemented through drones and drone pictures that just, it just helps the farmer, because in a year like this year, where it wouldn't quit raining, you really don't want to get in the
until
field.
Until we needed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You really didn't want to get in the field and be knee-deep in mud. You just wanted to go over, fly over it with a drone, and it's a lot cheaper than an airplane.
Yeah. Yeah, and replacing tires or whatever, pulling something out of the mud. You know, it's super cool. I met an FFA member from, I think it was either Michigan or Wisconsin. I think it was Michigan. And he had actually developed a drone that could also take soil samples, right? Because like Gabe was, he was talking about like LIDAR technology or other infrared. There are variables on the different kinds of light sensitive and heat sensitive things that we can do. But his was to look at, I was thinking like magnesium deficiency or manganese, whatever type of trace mineral or element might be missing as well. You can see a lot of that just from the leaf quality. And there's a lot of research being done on photosynthesis and how these leaves actually perform. So it's fascinating, but it was pretty neat to see this high school student who had developed and was working on patenting a process where he could go and collect some soil samples with the drone, you know, in these harder to reach places. Pretty neat.
That is incredible. You saw a need and trying
That's
to fill
right.
it.
That's right. Really innovative.
Absolutely. So we're talking about the Breakfast on the Farm going on Friday, August 23rd at Nodal, you said Limited Farms?
Yes, that's the Brian Nodal and Heather Hampton Nodal version of Nodal. A lot of people are like, boy, there are a lot of Nodals. There's just three families that farm.
The address for someone, in case somebody doesn't know exactly where this is, what's the best place to find it?
If you are familiar with Highway 16, as it goes through the town of Witt, the actual address is 106 East Oak Street, I think, Witt. But as you would travel the curves on Witt, you would see three bins and a couple little sheds, and that will be the site for the Breakfast on the Farm. We're hoping fairly easy to get to. And
Heather, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us. Again, the Breakfast on the Farm event going on Friday, August 23rd at Nodal Limited Farms, which is located, you said, around the curves of Route 16 and Witt.
Yes. You can see it from Highway 16 at Witt.
Good luck with this event as well as the rest of the farming season, because I know you live and die each day, essentially.
Thank you, and we need it. Thank you. I'll take that.
No problem. Again, that is Heather Hampton Nodal, as well as WSMI Ag broadcaster Gabe Osborne. And that's it for this edition of The Forum. Be sure to tune in next time, but until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.